Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Thank you very much for being a part of our service today. It's always an honor to host you for church. Now, if you live in Uganda, we've just completed 42 days of lockdown. And actually, this past week, the president announced a partial lifting of the lockdown. But churches and schools remain closed, and some people are absolutely disheartened by that. We felt God said, let these be meaningful days. Let them be 60 days of revival. And so, hey, we're encouraging you, get to God's word, continue to be a witness for the kingdom of God, get to prayer, connect with your brothers and sisters through small groups. You know what? The work of God cannot be locked down. It doesn't just happen in the four walls, it happens right in the community. That's why as Watoto, we celebrate Christ, but we also care for community. Here's the good news. Every wave comes to an end. It always comes down. So let's continue in faith. Amen. Amen. Well, let's get into God's word today. Father, I ask you to anoint your word and anoint me as I share it. I pray this word will speak into our situations and speak to us personally in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Now, one of the most profound promises in God's word that gives me so much joy and so much peace is this. When God reassures we, his children, and he says, fear not, I am with you. My goodness, what a powerful promise. And so today, as we conclude our series, Fear Not, I want to talk on the subject, God is with us. And here's the overarching thought through the message. The presence of God in our lives makes all the difference. As children of God, when we face trials, when we are going through challenges, when we have to make tough decisions, we need to know that we are not alone. God is with us, and the knowledge and belief that God is with us drives out any form of fear, whether of the past, present, or future, because God is with us, and it unlocks faith so we can continue to arise and shine even in a dark season. The presence of God makes all the difference in our lives. I'm going to give you five reasons why that is absolutely true. So if you have your Bibles, please stand with me to Isaiah 41. And I'm going to read a couple of verses actually from Isaiah. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Then you can turn to Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 3. It says, but now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, you can put your name there. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Why? Verse 3, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. What a powerful promise of the presence of God with us. In the Old Testament, God showed his presence to his people through physical symbols. That's what he did. So He came in form of a cloud or a fire. He also asked Moses to build an ark of the covenant, a box that had the Ten Commandments and other things in there, which was a physical representation of his presence. And God wanted his people never to forget that he was with them, and they were to carry this ark wherever they went. In the New Testament, God decides to come in the person of Jesus, to be with us. In fact, one of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, God with us. And so we enjoyed God's presence in the person of Jesus, but it was just in Jerusalem and Israel. And when Jesus was about to depart to the Father, his disciples thought, oh no, now the presence of God is going to go away from us. And they were a little bit sad. And then Jesus reassures them about a powerful person, other person that would come who would represent the presence of God in our lives. In John chapter 14 and verse 15 to 18, here's what Jesus says. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. Who's that? The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. You see, the physical symbols were restricted, but now Jesus is saying the presence of God is unrestricted because the Holy Spirit is everywhere with God's people and he dwells in us. So God is with us. We should not be afraid. Fear not, God is with us. And this very fact, this very truth that God is with us, my friends, is what makes all the difference in life for we who are the children of God. Here are the five reasons that I'm going to give to you why the presence of God makes all the difference. The presence of God in our lives causes us to have unusual confidence. As children of God, men, we can have unusual confidence. I'm going to read another scripture from Hebrews. Here's what it says. Because these were people who were scattered and had begun losing their faith. And the writer in Hebrews says this. Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 5 to 6. Don't be obsessed with money, but live content with what you have. For you always have God's presence. Wow. For hasn't he promised you, I will never leave you? Never. And I will not loosen my grip on your life. Verse 6 says, so we can say with great confidence, I know the Lord is for me and I will not be afraid. I will never be afraid of what people may do to me. From this portion of scripture, we see the writer saying, as children of God, we have God's presence and that gives us unusual confidence. Many people place their confidence in money. People place their confidence in systems or strategies or in themselves, elevating self-confidence. But all those things can be shaken. We can see it right now with the pandemic. A number of things have been shaken and people have lost confidence. We believers can have unusual confidence because of who is with us. It is God Almighty. He is all-powerful. He is committed to us as his children. And so we can have this unusual confidence, my friends, in the season we're in, because God is with us. I think of the three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel. Actually, Daniel and his friends knew this truth, that God was with them, and they had unusual confidence. Once, the king, who was the most powerful person then, created an idol. He made an idol and he wanted the entire nation to bow before this idol. But Daniel's friends refused to bow. They had a certain confidence that God was with them. The king was upset and the king wanted them to bow. He gave them another chance. And here's what Daniel and his friends said. So you can see how the presence of God gives us unusual confidence. They knew God was with them. And Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, it says, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego replied to King Nebuchadnezzar, "We do not need to defend ourselves." Man, hear that confidence. We do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from him. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. Wow. But even if, verse 18, he doesn't, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. What amazing confidence. Unusual confidence. Why? They knew God was with them. The story ends by these three boys being thrown in a fiery furnace that was seven times hotter. But here's the thing, they never got burned. God was with them in the fire. The king got to see God in the fire because there was a fourth one with them, and he said it looks like the son, one of the sons of the gods. And this is the thing, God was always with them. He was only seen in the fire. God is always with us. The fire can never separate us from God's presence. That gives us very unusual confidence. And it leads me to the second point. The second reason why the presence of God makes all the difference in our lives. We've talked about an unusual confidence. But the other thing the presence of God does is it inspires uncommon courage. Now, unusual confidence comes from knowing who is with us. It's God Almighty. Uncommon courage comes from knowing what God can do. And so it inspires us. We already read from Isaiah 41 verse 10. It says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." God is committed to helping us when it comes to our journeys in life as children of God. We need to know that God is with us and he has the ability to do the impossible. And that should give us such uncommon courage as children of God to continue daring to do things for our God. When the children of Israel were about to enter the promised land, Moses sent 12 spies. You can find that story in Numbers. And they saw the land. It was beautiful, man. It was so productive, flowing with milk and honey. But there was one problem. There were giants. When they came back, the 12 spies, 10 of them said, "We looked at the land, it was amazing. But there are some big giants who are huge challenges. In fact, we felt like we are grasshoppers before them." But two men, Joshua and Caleb, were of a different spirit. They said to Moses and the children of Israel, said, "You know what? Let's go and inherit this land." Why? God is with us. There was such a courage that was in them that the rest of the people didn't have. In fact, the Bible says the rest of the people began to cry and even wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb. But Joshua and Caleb's confidence was in the fact that God, who was with them when they were in Egypt and delivered them from Egypt, this same God can launch them into the future. And they had this uncommon courage that God could do it again. My friends, I want to encourage you that we shouldn't fear, because this same God is with us today. He took us through yesterday. He's with us today. He can take us through the future, and we should be courageous to continue pressing on for a promised future we have. In fact, when Moses died, hear what God told Joshua. When Moses had died, God told Joshua, "Hey, I'm going to give you great success. I'm going to give you land." And then Joshua chapter 1 and verses 5 to 6 says this to Joshua: "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. God is saying, because I am with you, take courage. Venture out into the future I have for you. Do not fear, because God is with us. We will inherit the promised future. Let me ask you, what is it that God is asking you to do? What is it that is causing you to be very afraid when it comes to your life concerning the future? Maybe God is asking you to quit your job and start business. And you're afraid. Maybe God is asking you to do something completely new that you've never done. You don't have it all figured out, and somehow you're being held back. I'm here to assure you that because you're a child of God, His presence in your life makes all the difference by inspiring uncommon courage. Go ahead with your God who is with you. Wow. The third reason why the presence of God makes all the difference in our lives is because God's presence, God with us, guarantees unmatched protection. Isaiah 43, we read that one earlier. Verses 2 to 3 says, when you pass through the waters, God says, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. Man, the presence of God guarantees unmatched protection like nothing else, my friends. I think of our founders, Gary and Marilyn. They share a story of the beginning days of Watoto, difficult days in Uganda, a lot of thuggery and murders. And once they had robbers break into their house and they wanted money. And I mean, they took what they had and took the money that Gary and Marilyn had, but they are tied up, Gary, and put him on the floor, and then they were asking Marilyn to give them money, and Marilyn was saying, you've taken all the money we got, we don't have any other money left in the house. And Marilyn says, one of them say to her, woman, you need to understand, we're going to shoot your husband if you don't give us more money. And then Marilyn says, I've told you we don't have any more money. You can shoot if you like. The problem was, the gun wasn't on Marilyn's head, it was on Gary's head. That moment, we can laugh about it right now, but that moment showed that God was with them. Not even the robbers who had put a gun on Gary's head could kill him. In fact, Gary and Marilyn said, the man said, shoot him. The man tried to cock 3 times. The gun failed to go off. And they asked, are you pastors? And they said, yes, we are pastors. They fled. Nothing can match the protection of God in our lives. God's security detail concerning His children is greater than any security this world can offer. There's another story in the Bible of a prophet called Elisha. And he was a troublesome prophet to the enemy armies. And so he would always tell the king of Israel what was going to happen. And this enemy army said, we got a deal with this man, Elisha. So once they discovered where he was, and he sent a force. You can find that story in 2 Kings chapter 6. And I mean, they surrounded Elisha, a simple man. And the Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 15 to 17, when the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh no, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Verse 16, Elisha says, do not be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. My goodness, God with us means we have guaranteed unmatched security. His angels are all around us. Do not be afraid. I can only imagine how many things God protects us from that we don't even get to know. If people are performing witchcraft and trying to bewitch you, God is covering you. He's covering your business. His angels are all around you. And this God has never lost a battle in Jesus' name. The fourth reason why the presence of God makes all the difference and why we shouldn't be afraid is because God's presence gives us access to unlimited comfort. Jesus said that he wasn't leaving us as orphans, he was leaving the Holy Spirit. One of the Holy Spirit's roles is to comfort us. The reality in life is that we are going to face painful situations. We will lose loved ones. Businesses that we start may fail. We will lose our jobs. People will betray and disappoint us. And we will be crushed by the things that happen. That's life, my friends. But because God is with us, we can access comfort in our moments of being crushed. Psalm 34, verse 18, David says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." This is very reassuring. God cares about the pain in our lives, and he sticks to us even as we go through those moments of pain, and he comforts us. Human comfort, my friends, is limited. God's comfort is unlimited. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3 to 4. Paul says, "Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort," not some, "the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." Because God is with us, we can access unlimited comfort when we face those moments in life that crush us. He's a God who identifies with our pain, and he can comfort us when we go through those moments. That's the difference maker as children of God. Now finally, and I like this one, the fifth reason why the presence of God makes all the difference in our lives, why God being with us should cause us not to fear, is because the presence of God attracts unexpected blessings. Wow. Many people today are trying to seek for blessings, and they think blessings are only limited to material things. But I want to go again to what the writer in Hebrews said. Hebrews 13 verse 5, he says, "Don't be obsessed with these material things, with money, but live content with what you have. You always have. For you always have God's presence." Wow. He's saying greater than any blessing in life is you knowing that the one who blesses is with you, God Almighty. As long as you have the presence of God, it's going to attract blessing. As we're taught, one of the things we protect in our services, in what we do in our work, is the presence of God. Because we value the presence of Jesus in our midst. We usually do events that reach out to people and encourage people, and we have different people that come and perform on stage. And once there was a person performing, and they were drawing attention to themselves instead of drawing attention to God. And immediately we thought, with Gary and Marilyn, say, there's no way God is going to stay here because he cannot share his glory with any human being. We had to stop that particular activity immediately because we treasure the presence of God. We know without the presence of God, we are done. We know the reason God has blessed us this far is because of the presence of Jesus with us. And so, friends, when you have the presence of God. It is very attractive. It attracts blessings that we didn't expect. That's called favor. 2 Samuel chapter 6 records a story of David taking the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. And there was an accident and one guy died and David was afraid to take the Ark. So they decided to put the Ark of the Covenant, which is a representation of the presence of God, in a gentleman's house called Obed-Edom. 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 11 says, the Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. And the Lord blessed him and his entire household. And verse 12 says, King David was told, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and everything he has because of the Ark of God. So David went to bring up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. David, the king, got to hear that, my goodness, the presence of God in Obed-Edom's house has attracted blessings. He says, everything was blessed. I often think if there were cockroaches in Obed-Edom's house, they were blessed because of the presence of God. The presence of God attracts unexpected blessings. Friends, we mustn't fear, because God is with us. And His presence makes all the difference in our lives. It gives us unusual confidence. It inspires uncommon courage for we children of God. Guarantees us unmatched protection. Gives us access to unlimited comfort. And attracts unexpected blessings. Fear not, God is with us. Let me ask you, can you confidently say that? The only people that can confidently say God is with them are children of God. Are you a child of God? I want to challenge you to make that decision today. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I want to be your child, so I can experience your presence. If you're a child of God, I want to encourage you. Recognize you are not alone. God is with you. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you so much for this reassuring promise from your word, that you are with us no matter what, no matter when, no matter where. I pray that the truth of this promise will be so real and unlock faith in our hearts in the season we are in. And I pray we will continue to arise and shine, even in the darkness around us. Lord, I pray for people right now that do not know you as their Lord and Savior, that this is their moment. And if that's you, would you right now open up your heart and receive Jesus in your heart? Repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear Jesus, I welcome you into my heart. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Make me a child of God. From today, may I know that you are with me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. We are so excited. As Watoto Church, we celebrate heaven. There's a party and would love to connect with you. Please write to us, connect@watotochurch.com, or you can text the numbers on your screen and one of us will be in touch with you. So friends, as we face the future, as we face today, never forget, fear not, God is with us.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.